Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I know you've been waiting for this for a few days, and, well, the wait is over. This is the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 173. The topic is... I've got to look up the topic. Over, under. Yeah, it's a little late because I was in San Francisco for the SLCC, whatever it was. I avoided most of the conference. I went to all the music, cable cars, blah, blah, blah. All the images are up on my Flickr page. But I was having so much fun, I didn't, like, take 500 snapshots like everyone else does. And there was no Rice-A-Roni. It's supposedly a treat that the San Franciscans keep to themselves, you selfish bastards. Anyway, the topic is over-under. We got 10 stories in, and nobody tried to sneak any in while I was away. So, well, there you go. Everybody's keeping honest. The new topic is up, but until we're done here, don't go worrying about that. We're going to figure out who goes first. Problem is, the winner of last week didn't send one in this week. So let's go ahead and get started with Caledonia Sky Tower of West of Ireland. She's a storyteller. You can learn more from the West of Ireland site. Here we go.
The delicate needle pokes its sharp nose through the simple fabric. Up and over the needle goes before diving once more to begin again. The needle pulls the bright floss over and under. Stitch after stitch, the pattern expanding even as the floss changes color, over, under. The hand that plies the needle works on. The brain that drives the hand wanders among random thoughts. Stitches of childhood, samplers of possibility. Stitches of young adulthood, forms of achievement. Stitches of middle age, when every pattern seems to change. Over, under. Only the stitches remain constant.
Thank you, Caledonia, and I look forward to more stories from you when you have the time. I know you guys over at West of Ireland and Inksters and all that are busy, whereas I'm, like, lazy, and I don't do much. But the links to all the people's sites, if you're looking for them, will be in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there is a poll for selecting which stories are your favorites. That's favorites. You can select more than one. Or if you didn't like any because you don't like anything, I don't know why you're listening, but if you don't like any of them, select all the stories. Or if you can't decide, select all of them. At least let us know you're breathing. I know I'm a little messed up. This has been a long frickin' day at work. All right. Also, everyone who's ever participated in the stories, sidebar. In fact, I'm going to throw up the names in the poll and just look in the sidebar for their names. All the links are there. Unless they're not, then they should say, "Hey, man, I'm not in the links." Also, the text of the stories in case you can't understand what they're saying. Although, really, at this point, I'm surprised you can tell what I'm saying. All right, that was Caledonia. Let's move on to Danny McCall and his story.
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word story weekly challenge number 173. The topic this week was over, under. And this is my story. Four boys walk across an old decommissioned railway bridge in the heart of the Sierra Nevada mountain range. Vern keeps tossing rocks over the railway to listen to the splash they make as they hit the river below. "Dude, you're disturbing the fish. Cut it out," says Gordy. "Just one more." Vern picks up a rock as big as his palm and tosses it. No splash. He looks over the side of the railing. He sees his rock floating on something bare and bloated. "You guys want to go see a dead body?" he says to the others. Dun, dun, dun. Stephen King, Stand By Me, 1986.
Oh, that's good. Steal from Stephen King and get him pissed off at me. Then all of my appliances are going to come attack and kill me. That might actually make for a good movie. For once. Thank you, Danny. And you can steal from any author you want. Go right on ahead. It's not like they listen. Except for really weird authors. I mean, what if there were a famous author listening to this podcast? What would they think? What would they think of your stories? I know what they'd think of mine. They probably would unsubscribe and whatever. Tell their agent to... Don't ever answer his fan mail. Oh, well. There goes that dream. Oh, next up is Guy David. He does the music at the beginning, ending, and, of course, his piece in the podcast. Let's take a listen.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 173. I'm Guy, and you can find my music at music.guydavid.com, where you would also find a link to my new fan page on Facebook. The topic for this week's challenge is over/under. Enjoy! It was no place for a submarine. The crew scratched their head in bewilderment as it hovered over the city, much the way bricks don't. Then it started falling. As they fell, it became clear they were headed for the river running throughout the city. The religious amongst them said a prayer, begging their gods not to miss the river. The ones who had no god just stared in disbelief. As they went under, all of them, regarding of religious, heaved a sigh of relief. It was then that the giant squid swallowed them whole, submarine, crew, and all.
Yay, giant squid for the win. Thank you, Guy David. Just remember, check out his site for all sorts of music you can use. It's good stuff. Okay. Next up, we're going to go with the Lowmasters here. First, Justin, the Space Turtle.
Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here with my 100-word story. First, the obligatory news. Did a reading in Second Life again. Norval Joe made it for the last three or four lines, but glad he could make it for what he did. Real Ross read another story when I was done, and that was a good story. And it was his first live reading ever, and everybody missed it, except Norval Joe, Ghost Speed Racer, and one of Will's friends whose name I forget. But it was good. I had fun reading my own story called Rich Foods. You can read a version of it on my site, thespaceturtle.com. I edited it, unlike I'm going to do for this recording, before I read it. Tightened up the words a bit. It was good. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, west of Ireland, I'm reading. Not entirely sure what I'm reading, but... obviously, I'll try to pick something good. So here is my story. The needle goes over and under, binding two hides together. The hunt for this was difficult, but it's always more satisfying when they run. A simple kill is boring. The trophy, lackluster. The sun's about to rise. I hurry to finish up so I can protect myself from the light. My old covering had withered with time. I bite back a yelp when the needle goes too deep and pricks a nerve. I finish and examine myself in the mirror. The seams are invisible, as are my eyes. I put on the sunglasses. I stretch. The new skin fits perfectly. And just want to add, it works better than sparkles. That's not part of the story. They don't count as words.
Thank you, Justin. Great as always. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the thing. I was busy in San Francisco, you know, all that crap and all that, whatever. And, no, I didn't do any storytelling there. Well, actually, I was reading. Okay, so Audacity sucked on the laptop. I need to get a new program to record, and it's going to be on Windows 7. You know, when I upgrade to Windows 7, that's when I'll do it. Next up is Erin and her story, so let's hear what she has for this week.
You don't even realize it's happening, but then you catch yourself saying things like, don't cry over spilled milk. Go to your room and think about what you did. And as long as you live under my roof, you'll do as I say, just to name a few sayings. I often wondered as a child why my mom said these funny phrases, and I doubted I ever would. I learned something about motherhood. It has a way of repeating itself as soon as you pop that kid out. I find myself sounding more and more like my mother each and every day.
Thank you, Erin. I don't find myself sounding like my mother each and every day. In fact, she's kind of having a bad day today. Got word that the dog died. Yeah. But, okay, here's the dog's story. Original owner got sick, died. Dog then was handed off to another set of owners that died in a car crash with the dog in the car. But the third owners, my parents, they're fine. They survived the dog. Although that's probably not a nice thing to say. His name was Lucky. Yeah, a lucky dog that had two owners die out from under him. But that's okay. My mom would knit frisbees for him. Yes. No, she knitted frisbees for him. So they would be soft for his teeth. You know, because dog's teeth are not hard and tough for tearing through meat and all that. No, it had to be soft frisbees. Looked like she was throwing yarmulkes around.
Homemade yarmulkes. It's for the dog. Don't put them on your head. They're for the dog's love.
I looked around. I thought, you know, was there a party here last night? And I put one on my head, and it was, like, slimy. So, there you go. Slimy yarmulkes. Okay, so from slimy yarmulkes to Dedrick, let's hear what he's got to say for this week. Take it away, Dedrick.
Hello, Lawrence. This is Louis, also known as Dedrick, and I have a few friends with me. Say hello, friends.
Hello.
Friend, I'm your wife.
Yes, and I have a wife with me, too. Just one. So, we've made this little story for you after chatting about it, and we thought you might get a kick out of it.
Hi, Cap. Have fun.
I don't think we said your name at all. Or you don't even want to be... You don't want them to know.
Random British person.
All right. I'll just let Crap Mariner know that, hey, we have a random British person in my way. All right. Somewhere in the middle of Gotcha City, there's a woman leaving a sub shop. After peering at her purchase, she cries out in distress.
Ah! I ordered a bologna sandwich, but they didn't put any condiments on it. What do I do?
Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. Bloody hell, Governor, what is that thing?
It's Underwood!
Hello, ma'am. I heard your call, and I came as fast as I could. I brought you this gray poupon.
No, I can't accept that from you.
Why not? It's a gift.
But your underwear is over your pants.
Anything else we should do tonight?
I'm going to eat some candy. I was going to go to sleep, but I think I got a second wind.
Sugar rush.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, in the background, as she always, you know, accompanies people in the background, she's doing that on this podcast, too. What? No. Hey.
Call me Eshie.
No, I did not call you Eshie. You accompany people in the background. No, this is Beth.
Oh, hi.
That's my sister.
Yeah.
She's over here for a few days hiding from the law. All right, as in the brother-in-law. Okay, yeah, all right, well, let's just gloss that over and continue on to TJ. He's from North Dakota, you know. Let's hear what... you're wearing your underwear over your pants. I do that too every now and then, but that's just because I'm a little tired some mornings, but yeah. No. Wake up, go to sleep at 1 because everyone's like, and then get woken up twice. Oh, look at the cat, that's so cute. I need to sleep. God damn it. Now you guys know why I'm so tired during the... Oh, yeah, then at work. Oh, yeah, let's just dump 5,000 server alerts on you. Oh, yeah, can you do about 20 security audits? Hit about 50 tickets and answer the emails and... yeah, sure, why not, thud? So just pump that IV drip right. I wasn't energized at all.
So gung-ho, like, yeah, work!
The cats drug me in. I looked around thinking, what are the cats doing out? Oh, yeah.
Sleeping, and you were like, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, and I smacked my knee against the thing. All right. So here's TJ. He's a North Dakotan.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am a North Dakotan where we have TV and everything. And this is my entry for over under. It's a little implied relationships in time and space. That, never mind. You'll figure it out in... Scenes from a Mall. Shay's eyes narrow at the retreating back of Marcus, her boyfriend of 6 months, disappearing into the crowd up on the mezzanine. Typical. Make a cheap date for this stupid mall food court and then, what, ducking out? Just more avoidance. Extra shifts at work, avoiding her calls. Enough is enough. She stormed off. Marcus. So late, that stupid flat tire. Looking down over the food court where they'd met, he spied Shay. He waved and headed for the escalator to make a grand entrance, patting his pocket. The ring inside nestled against dead cell phone.
Oh man, dead cell phone. Oh, don't I know the truth. I left my charger back here.
Yeah,
and I had to scramble. I was like, oh my god, I gotta go to the Verizon store. And then I looked in my bag and I already had a spare charger.
You did?
Yeah.
You found like 15 Verizon stores there before we got on the plane.
Yeah.
To go.
Yeah. And I had the cord that plugged in the laptop, and I charge it that way. Because I always have a backup. I always have backups.
Yeah. It's good to know where they are.
Well, yeah, that too. Okay, so what we're going to do... thank you, TJ. I know you have TV and everything. Okay, so we're going to go through my suggested Facebook friends list here. I like to let these build up. I have no idea who you are. Bye.
Guitar.
Become a fan of acoustic guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How do you... Earl Young. I have no idea who you are. Stefan Fleck. Bye-bye. Lila Utu. Oh, we met her.
We should add her.
We met her. Okay, let's add her.
It's your friends list.
Well, this is mine, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You know what? She added me like yesterday.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Okay, Free Fracture, I have no idea who you are. Roland, Kalen, Lou, Elilas, Mackenzie, Raz... She's with Friendly Fire, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try to get her in there. And we're going to skip the suggestion here. Okay, Rebecca Star... I have no idea who you are. Cat Vargas. What? Don't go laughing at people's faces. Oh, you are going to get so getting... She's going to hear this.
I'm laughing at the one.
Les Dem, not a clue. Ruth Gondry, Caddy Loon, Talkbot. Oh, I saw that. Poyd likes that. I don't. Picker Apogee.
I know who that is.
Yeah, I'll become a fan of him. Great. I'm a fan now. Glenn Adcock. I'm sure that this is, like, thrilling to you guys.
How come you won't let me be on your Facebook
list? I thought I added you. Tenshi Veal. Oh, God, no. Aria Bell. No idea who you are. Autumn Fox. No idea. Looker Loom. I've heard of them. I've heard of them. I'm not going to decline them.
Else.
Yeah, I'm not going to decline them. I'm not. I'm just going to move on to the.
Is that what those are?
Yeah. Pierogi something. I don't know. Chrome. I've heard of the name Chrome Underwood, but no. Salamander Maroon. Cats Mora.
Like
that's not what we're judging based on. Encore Design Group. Whoa. Panny Paper Doll. I don't know. Every time I get on any list of hers, I get like 10,000 emails.
That's valid. Yeah.
5 minutes has gone by in this concert, and you better get over here. You know, Rose Drop is having a great night. Well, Rose Drop always has a great night. Sid Sidrian. Okay, Sid Sidrian is Diana Voigt's chew toy. So, of course, yes. Windle, I have no idea who you are. Arth, I have no idea who you are. Phoenix Bright with an E-O. Learn to spell. Sir Kisser Rod...
Sir Kisser?
As opposed to just a kisser? Mika Fellows, no, no. No to the rest of these. Anyway, that just shows you the kind of... We do everything as a family. So, there you go. That's just going through the Facebook list. Maybe we're going to turn this into a weekly thing. That way we can bore the hell out of everyone.
Okay.
All right, next up is Linda. She's a little... Whoa. Is that yours or mine?
I don't know.
I think that's yours.
Why would
that sounds like an iPhone.
Why would it be so loud?
Because...
No.
That's not mine.
Hello, Mr.
What?
This is not mine. It says it's an iPhone.
What?
It's a little BlackBerry.
Oh, what is this? I have one missed call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was Hope trying to call.
See, I, like, don't put my...
Hi, Hope. I missed your call. Okay, let's go ahead and queue up Linda's story while I apologize to Hope.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda. This is my 25th challenge. Well, 25th participating. I've been listening for a long, long time. Thanks to everyone who voted for me last week. That was really cool. And, you know, I realize I gave myself a sympathy vote at the early part of the week when I didn't have any votes. But this week's theme was over-under. Could have been something much, much worse. It could have been the mechanically separated Chicken Justice League. But I love you all too much for that. Or Crap Mariner does. Thanks again to Guy David for the music. Makes me feel classy. I'm not going to give away what the story's about yet. Enjoy.
Over and under we tumbled, around and around in the darkness for an hour. Just as I was warming up, the buzzer went off. The door opened and she stole my maid away, leaving me lying there as the hot metal cooled. I didn't think much of the wet clothes dumped on top of me until the man they belonged to brought me home. He knew what I was, but he didn't care. He even let his kids play with me. And now, instead of spending my days on stinky feet, I have curly hair and the shiniest button eyes.
And you never know. Maybe I did read this with a puppet on my hand. Say hi, Annabelle.
Hi.
Yeah. I like it here. It's nice. Like the soft walls.
She's crazier than you, Beth. Oh my God.
I feel like validated.
Yeah. Oh man. That's a whoa. Okay. All right. That I will admit that was my phone. Wanted to let you know that I got the Navigator and wanted to use it when we are both online. What?
Texting you while you're trying to do stuff.
What?
You keep your phone in your lap.
It was over
That's
in the other room.
I
left it over there. Then you were...
But you said it was mine.
I thought it was yours.
I would... Never mind.
I don't know why it's not using my ringtones.
I can't win. I never win with you.
I have this really cool ringtone.
It didn't go off that time.
No, it's like 10 seconds of silence. But I recorded that silence. And then for a while, it was like Gray singing. And then it was Justin doing his, you know, space turtle thing.
You know, I have no ringtones on my phone that are like you.
No, yours are like, sound like mine. That, I thought it was yours.
No, it was not.
Damn. All right, well, thank you, Linda. You can learn more about Linda in the papers when she finally snaps. And next up is 25 in a row. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's good compared to the people that just do it once and then they vanish. Caledonia.
Company.
Oh, well,
I've actually not done it once.
You're going to do it. You're
going to help me.
No, that's cheating.
It's not cheating if you help me.
No, that's cheating.
How?
No, that's cheating. How to write a... step one.
Yes. What?
Put down a word. Step two. Repeat 99 times.
I tried, you know, like last night, and it turned out like I almost committed suicide over that.
Why? No. You just grabbed my arm. It hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Next up is Norval Joe. We'll settle this little family dispute while you enjoy a little Norval Joe and the harmonica and thing.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 173 with a prompt of over and under. My story is called The Relationship. Overall, Bill was under the impression that the orchestral overture was underperformed. He purchased tickets to the Broadway production Under the Elms over Julie's objection. It wasn't her kind of play. Their relationship was over, and Julie didn't want Bill to feel under any obligation to take her on the expensive date. When the play was over, they walked under his umbrella through the rain to the subway. They overheard a couple argue. The undertone of hostility in their voices was clear. Bill said to Julie, "I understand your diffidence, but I will overcome your indifference and win your love." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, that's what diffidence. Yeah, it's just hand wavings.
Magic.
Yeah, it's just magic. Oh, hi, everyone. We're just discussing the word diffidence. Maybe that'll be the next topic. By the way, Norval Joe did not mention that he is one of the regulars over at Great Heights. That's greatheights.blogspot.com. I know nobody mentioned it this week. Usually someone does. Usually I gush lovingly over them, even though I never have time to write there. I could have written on the airplane, but I didn't. Instead, I could have written while I was asleep. I could have written in the bathtub.
The bathtub is not my fault.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're coming to the last story here, and it's done by Planet Z. I know you guys just live for this garbage. So let's go ahead and back the truck up to the microphone here and dump it all out. Ladies and gentlemen, from far, far, far away, it's Planet Z.
Shh, they're supposed to think that it's not me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was you.
Okay. Bob's department is over budget. Mine is under budget. And we sit in shabby rags around our mud huts, praying to the office gods for Bob's people to be struck down for their arrogance. A footman in silks delivers a scented memo, sealed in gold leaf and Bob's royal symbol. Great. Another meeting about budget issues. I smear dung on a rock, put it near the fire to dry, and scratch a confirmation message with a dried twig. Or maybe it's a trap. The last meeting was just a ruse, drawing us out for hunting. We prepare war paint and spears.
I was gonna put sound behind that, but you totally... You keep laughing. I was going to put music, and I don't want to put music. No. I look very silly when I do this. It's called the art of Foley. You do sound, you know, and that can, and it looks silly. But that's how you have to do it. You know, you rattle the ice and you bang things. And, yeah, and it looks very silly when you're doing it. Well, everybody, that's it for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 173, over under. We had 10 stories this week. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around. I know that Anima Zavaleta wanted to be a part of it, but she was very sick and very tired, probably in the hospital somewhere with the vest that straps him back. Folks, you can read all the text of the stories in the show notes, podcastnetisfullofcrap.com. Vote for your favorites. As I said before, you can choose more than one. You cannot choose more than there are actual stories. So if you had 11 favorites, I want you to check into a hospital, into the ward next to Anima. Yeah. Other than that, thank you for listening. Thank you especially to those folks who have stuck it out for writing. There'll be more here every day as usual. And then on Saturday, the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and then you get to come up with the stories just like these. At some point I'll read these in World and Second Life. I don't know when. Hopefully more people show up so that, you know, Chivalry doesn't, you know, feel all set. I know he wants huge crowds. I know he wants to be a storytelling rock star. Please make his wish come true. Yeah. And then you break all your strings and you stand up there for 2 hours. No. How do you break the strings on an oboe? So, yeah, that's it for this week. I'll see y'all next week. Ooh, wait, Metaverse Messenger has a new issue. Oh, God. Who wants to put me up for the week? See y'all later, and until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.